Blair for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. With me today is Jessica Brown, one of many residents and or businesses in Rome Lake who have taken the pledge to raise money through the Christian Vachon Foundation, a nonprofit organization with a mission to support the educational success of vulnerable children. So thank you so much, Jessica, for chatting with us today. I really appreciate it.
Hi, Taylor, and thanks so much for having me.
Can you please start off by telling us about how you and other business owners in Brome Lake or residents came to be connected to the foundation? I know that this isn't the first time that Brome Lake has been involved.
Right. So the Christian Vachon Foundation I knew about because I had seen the application come through the school system with my kids, but it wasn't something that we needed or were eligible for, thankfully. But I didn't really take the time to know more about it. Last year, Tara Moore, who from Virgin Hill, gave me and my sister Amy a call and gave us a little bit more background on the foundation and what it does and how they became involved with it and asked if we would like to be involved with it. Now, for all three of us, we all have kids who are either in the system or have gone through the system. We've seen, you know, the wide diversity, really, if you will, socioeconomically within the schools, even here. And we knew that the need was strong, and we all feel strongly to make sure that all kids, you know, have at least minimally some stuff, you know, and hopefully give them enough to succeed as much as possible.
Yeah, and you're kind of touched on it already, but why is this foundation so important to you and others who have taken the pledge?
So Christian Vachon is an actual person. He grew up in Magog, and he grew up in a single parent household, and you know, his mom struggled to make sure that he had just the basic necessities to be able to be in the same league as his friends as far as clothing goes and activities go. And he wanted to be involved in sports. And it was really hard for her to be able to support him to do what he wanted to do. He became a firefighter, and he is still a firefighter in Magog. And he started the foundation to make sure that, you know, other parents who were struggling could at least have somewhere to turn to make sure that their kids had the bare minimum, you know. So what the foundation provides for parents who are having a hard time, and this doesn't mean that they're going to have a hard time forever, but they might have come upon hard times now. We know with the pandemic, it certainly put a lot of people in difficult positions financially, and either they have one or more children that they're trying to make sure that, you know, kids grow and they grow out of their clothes and they have to buy snow suits and snow boots and, you know, they need to eat and you know, the cost of food is really expensive right now. And minimally, we hope that they can be involved in an extracurricular activity, whether it be sports or some kind of drama or art or you name it. But that in itself is also expensive. So that's what the foundation aims to provide. He wanted to make sure that kids in our region were able to have the bare minimum to get through their schooling and then hopefully go on from there, which is what he did thanks to people who helped him along the way. So that's how that came to be. And then because, you know, we feel really strongly, we really, really, you know, we want to give kids as much of a support system and a leg up as possible. In our particular region, and I'm talking about strictly right here in Lac Brome, the biggest issue is that it's a socioeconomic issue, but it's also like a language thing. The kids who are acquiring the biggest financial aid here are Anglophone kids. There isn't a demand from the Francophone system right now, just here, because Christian Vachon covers a huge region, but I'm talking about within the Lac Brome community, which surprises a lot of people, actually.
Yeah, that was actually my next question for you, was if you could speak on the needs in our community a little bit this year. I know that there's a certain number of families that are looking for support.
Yeah, so last year we actually had 25 families that had made the application, and just because you make an application doesn't mean you're automatically accepted. These people go through a rigorous triage to make sure that they are people that actually have that financial need, because they do offer so much support per child. This year we have 23, but financially it requires more because the costs have gone up so much. So when a family, you know, they've earmarked 23 families, 23 students that need support here at Knowlton Academy. And what that financial support means is that the parents will get, you know, they have a certain amount of money that has to be spent at certain stores, because the stores are kind of given like a credit system that's paid through the foundation. So they can't just go off and spend it on anything. They have to go to certain places to buy back to school clothing. The same thing applies for winter boots, ski suits. A certain percentage is allocated to school food programs or the cafeterias to make sure those kids have breakfast program and can eat lunch at school. And it really surprises a lot of people to know how many kids do not have food at home. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't open up a full fridge. They don't open up a full cupboard full of snacks. This is so important to have, just like, you know, kids can't succeed if they can't think. And you can't think if your stomach is grumbling. And it's exceedingly high how many kids need food at school.
Yes. Since, you know, there's this rising cost and there's 23 families in our community that are seeking this support, financial wise, how much are you and other businesses in Brome Lake and other residents hoping to raise to help support the educational success of the young children here in our community?
So this year we need to raise $15,000 in order to support financially those 23 children. As of yesterday, we were at about $6,200, and that comes from a variety of sources, from independent people, families, businesses, companies. You know, it's fantastic the amount. I've always said that about Black Rome, is that people are extremely generous and we're so appreciative of that. And, you know, oftentimes, like, you know, you don't have to have a kid in school to appreciate the fact that you can do a little bit to support them. And, you know, a $20 donation, a $50 donation is still important. And we are really, really happy to receive it. You know, we're grateful that there are people and foundations in this town who can offer more than that. And that's just fantastic, because it does take a village, and we are a very entraide community that really supports one another. And, you know, it's just that, you know, a lot of people give at the end of the year to different organizations. This one, our need is always right now, right before school, so that kids can go shopping and get stuff that fits them to go back to school with.
And how can people get involved in providing the support? How can they go about either donating or volunteering their time? How can they get involved in supporting this initiative?
As far as donating financially, there is a link that is on my Facebook page. So that's Jessica Brown Gauthier Facebook page, and you'll see the link there, or on Knowlton.com on the Facebook page, because that link goes directly, it's earmarked directly for the families in Lac Brome. Okay. If you want, you can always send a check directly to the foundation, and they are online, and it's a really interesting story to read if you ever wanted to read about Christian and the foundation itself. Just make sure that you write on the check that that money is earmarked for Lac Brome or for Knowlton, so that it goes to that particular pool. Because like I said, the foundation covers a huge region now, but more and more what they're trying to do is they put the wheels in motion, and they need people in the community to run with it, right? Because they can't raise money in all of those places, so they're trying to make it as grassroots as possible. Hence, yeah, how we got involved. And, you know, if you want to volunteer your time, well, the reality is that, you know, my kids are aging out, and I will continue to help as much as possible, and we will continue to help financially. And at some point, yes, there will be hopefully somebody else who will take over the reins. This year, Tara has stepped back. Amy and I have taken it over, and, you know, next year it may be the same thing. There'll be another family that wants to get involved, and I may take a back seat, and Amy and somebody else, because her kids are still in that age range. But, you know, right now that's our big requirement, is spreading the word, asking people for their help financially in whatever capacity they can give. And yes, you do get a tax receipt for it, so there is a taxable benefit to giving.
Okay. How can families go about asking for support? Like, this might be, families might be hearing this and be like, wow, I didn't know that this was something that existed. I didn't know that I had access to a foundation like this or support like this. So how can families go about asking for the support? Is it through the school directly?
It is exactly through the school. So at this point, there is always, this is why we have a bit of a buffer in our how much money we need, because there will be, you know, there will be a few families that will come out early in the school year, or that something might happen during the school year, so that there will be a bit of an emergency slush fund there for a few other kids. But generally speaking, this application goes out in April, May through the school system. So yes, you should always go through your kids' paperwork, because it comes home in your backpack and you don't always get a chance to see it. But that form is in there, and every child has a possibility of applying for it. And again, it gets triaged through the foundation as to whose need is the most important. So it's best to call your principal of your school if you didn't hear about it already and find out, you know, if you can get in on it still. And like I said, there's always emergency funds available through the school year as a result of us raising a little bit more than the actual need.
Is there a specific deadline for raising funds?
We're really hoping like within the next week to 10 days, we will raise the amount of money that we've earmarked for this year, because it really goes to kids before they start school.
Yeah.
But of course, people can donate at any time. That link is always active. And if, you know, if it's better for you at different times of the year, then, you know, for sure, use it and donate and, you know, send in your checks. And just like I said, earmark it to the location that you want the money to go to. And it's always like, you know, we're so, so appreciative. We're really, really lucky to be in this great community. And, you know, anybody who can give anything is so welcome. So thank you.
I wasn't sure, Jessica, if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about the cause that you think would be important for people to know about.
You know, I think that if you are in a fortunate position to be able to give, I think it is our social responsibility to give back if we can. And I think of all organizations, one of the reasons we choose to give to this one is that we really like the way that they go about it. We like how the families can, you know, do their own shopping. We like how the money is distributed, and that, you know, really it's earmarked just for the kids. So for us, that was really important.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Jessica, for chatting with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Taylor. I really appreciate it.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.